Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there, such as Axial Excel, that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
The focus since the end of last week has been on that freeze or frost event in the northern plains, in the northern part of the Corn Belt. At midday here, they've taken a little bit of the chilly out of it. It's raised it to 30 to 39 degrees is the coldest part of Friday, which is higher than where they thought it could possibly go last week. But it will bring a close to the growing season for the far northern part of the Midwest. But it doesn't look like any real threat at this moment. And that's why corn and bean futures are both lower. We did not make new lows here in the beans. Of course, they went lower at the end of last week before rallying. But they did have about a 20-cent range. And corn did not make new lows, but it did get close from the lows of 2 days ago. December was down 7 3/4 at 3.48 1/4. And then for wheat futures, they actually rallied into the close. It got a little bit stronger. Lots of stuff going on around the world and geopolitical tensions. But we're at $6.30 in the December Kansas City, about 10 cents off of the contract low. And in Chicago, December was down 1 3/4 at 6.33 1/2. But the main focus will be the weather, if any changes there, and then on Thursday's USDA report, which will be Thursday morning, 11 a.m.
We'll have more market analysis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were the traders looking at today?
The export report this morning reported wheat lower than expected at 530,000. The range was 550 to 675, so a little bit disappointing there. Didn't really change the trade after the report, though. For corn and beans, bullish on both categories. Corn with 1.2 million metric tons, where the high end of the range was 950, and soybeans 174,000, and we were looking for 25 to 100 even. This Thursday morning, we have the monthly USDA crop report, which will be at 11 a.m. This Thursday, September 11th. Several things on the report. The first numbers will be the production and yield estimates. For corn, the average guess was 14.288 billion bushels, with the average yield guess of 170.74. Last month, they're at 167.4. Or the USDA was last month. Last year, 158.8. So some jump there. For soybean production, looks like 3.883 is the average guess. Now, where last month the USDA said 3.816, and last year it was 3.289. And the average guess on the yield was 46.29 bushels per acre. And where last month they were 45.4. So about a 0.9 bushel per acre increase expected.
And your number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Tom. Recapping the markets, October live cattle down 122 at 158.52, December down 7 at 160.85, September feeder cattle up 155 at 225.92, and November up 125 at 224.17. October lean hogs down 255 at 103.07, and December up 60 at 96.05. In the grain markets, December Kansas City wheat up a half at 6.29, March down a quarter at 6.35. December Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 5.33 1/2. December corn down 7 3/4 at 3.48 1/4. March down 7 1/2 at 3.61 1/4. November soybeans down 13 at 10.08 1/2, and January down 12 3/4 at 10.15 1/2. October cotton up 48 at 66.56, and December up 74 at 65.05. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.